This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. NPR has been reporting this month on Latino voters, a pivotal sector of the American electorate the presidential candidates are eager to reach. Today, NPR's David Folkenflik tells us it's tougher than you think.
People keep asking Sergio Bendixson for the silver bullet. He was Hillary Clinton's chief strategist for the Latino vote during her run for the Democratic presidential nomination. And when people ask, he just has to laugh.
What do you do? It is not like you're going to be able to use what they call dog whistle advertising, where the signals that you send to Hispanics are only going to be recognized by Hispanics and not by everyone else.
So you have to break the Latino electorate into groups. According to the Pew Hispanic Center, about 40% of Latino voters switch back and forth between media in Spanish and in English. In Spanish, there's no bigger star than Jorge Ramos. He's an anchor for Univision, the country's largest Spanish-language television network.
We've heard John McCain and Barack Obama say, Viva Mexico, or Viva Cuba, Viva Puerto Rico. That is not enough. They have to address the issues that affect Latinos.
In the past year, Ramos has participated as a questioner in three presidential debates, and he received the ultimate media recognition of being satirized on Saturday Night Live, in this case as a sycophant to Barack Obama.
As you know, Senator, as I explained in the letter that I duct taped to your front door...
Univision gets monster ratings. Its local affiliates currently have the top-rated evening newscast in Los Angeles and the second-highest-rated news show in New York, making Ramos one of the most influential journalists in America.
When Bob Dole ran for president, he decided not to give us an interview at all, and he lost the election. Nowadays, it is impossible, and I am not exaggerating, it is impossible for either Barack Obama or John McCain to reach the White House without going through Univision or without going through Spanish language media.
And obviously, Barack Obama and John McCain agree. Here's a new McCain radio ad.
Se llama John McCain y siempre ha estado con nosotros hasta en los momentos más difíciles.
But don't think these ads are covering the whole Latino electorate or even most of it. They'll miss voters like Tony Rosario, a building superintendent in New York City who came to the mainland from Puerto Rico more than four decades ago. I asked him where he got his news.
Bill O'Reilly is one of my favorites. You know, he tells it like it is, you know, and I like that. And also Geraldo Rivera. I listen to them and I look at their programs.
Rosario says he also reads the New York Times and the New York Daily News all the time. That makes him one of the majority of American Latinos who get nearly all their news in English, like Tomas Custer, who reads news online from CNN, the San Francisco Chronicle, wherever.
I do speak Spanish and understand Spanish, but I'm much better at English, let's just say that.
His mom is Mexican-American. His dad, Custer says, a jumble of Scandinavian, French, German, and American Indian.
Don't stereotype us as only being Spanish speakers, and don't stereotype us as only consuming, tacos or whatever. We are a diverse group. If you want my vote, target me in my language that I'm comfortable with, basically.
Custer is a 39-year-old website designer based in Columbia, Missouri, who runs the blog HispanicTips.com, pulling together coverage from news sites all over the country and the world. A celebrity newsman like Jorge Ramos, he's not.
I am squeaking by on Google AdWords and another ad network.
Custer's site gets maybe 80 to 120,000 unique readers a month, but there's no dominant news outlet targeting English-speaking Latinos and no dominant website, which helps explain why candidates lavish so much attention on Spanish-language TV and radio stations and Spanish-language papers. University of Southern California journalism professor Roberto Suro was the founding director of the Pew Hispanic Center.
The focus is on Spanish-language media because it's easily identifiable, and it's become sort of a measure of how much effort a candidate is putting into Hispanic voters, but it's not necessarily a meaningful measure of how well they'll do or of what the totality of their effort is.
I asked Sergio Bendixson, that Democratic strategist, about that.
I think the English-dominant Hispanic is very, very difficult to isolate. I think campaigns need to accept the fact that the only way to reach them is the way that you reach all other voters through the general media.
John McCain has just released a new ad directly targeting Latino voters, and he's trying to have it both ways. In one version, the narrator speaks in Spanish, and in the other, in English. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
This programming note, in August, we'll be broadcasting a series of conversations built around you, our listeners, how your life experiences have shaped your opinions about the intersection of race and politics. We're still taking submissions. Send us text, audio, or video. Go to npr.org/soapbox and scroll down to the Race and Politics link. You can see a sample of responses we've received so far.